got nothing but the blues. Low down, dirty blues.
We are going to check in with the folks behind City Park Jazz. Sunday evenings, June into August bit, right there at Denver City Park. Dave Flomberg comes to us this morning in studio. Good to see you with us, man.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We are just delighted to be in a place like Denver that has one of the great, I mean, really one of the great summer events is a free jazz concert with, these are not pickup bands in right. Denver. Even the pickup bands are pretty good, but man, Sunday night, the water, even if it rains a little bit, it never gets rained out. It's just a beautiful Sunday evening at the park.
Absolutely. It's we're going into our 28th season now. And
that is amazing.
Yeah. 28 years. Best of Denver and Westward last year and other previous years. Any updates on the schedule for City Park Jazz this year?
So we're still finalizing our lineup. I know that we have the bookend set, and that's we'll be opening again this year with Hazel Miller, who is beloved across every spectrum you can think of in Colorado. And we'll be ending it with Chris Daniels and the Kings, who's another band that you just can't see enough of, even though they're playing everywhere. He's one of the hardest working bands in Denver.
He is, and it's special because it's the 30th year for Chris.
It'll be a great show for him. It'll be a great way for us to close out the season, and we're really excited to have him.
Yeah, they got the sandwich trucks lined up there right behind the pavilion, and there's not a lot of standing still. I mean, you can lay back on the grass if you want, but there's a lot of parents and kids and people boogieing out there just shaking, man, and it's there's no down in front action. It's just enjoy the music.
It's throughout the park. There isn't really a bad sight line, even if you're not right up front in front of the stage. And our food truck vendors are really popular. We got a few new ones this season. My favorite one that I'm excited about is a homemade pierogi truck. So that'll be great.
Homemade what?
Homemade pierogis.
Okay.
It's an Eastern European convention there. So
to
balance out all the others. I got a biker gym and a great taco truck.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Dave Flomberg from the City Park Jazz Board.
Yeah, Dave, I was going to ask you, you just recently got associated with City Park Jazz, but you've obviously been a part of this community, been a part of going down there and enjoying all of this. What do people tell you, or what do you feel that is really the essence of what City Park Jazz represents in our community?
Well, I think it highlights the diversity in this community in a way no other event I really see does. Every socioeconomic background is there, every race, color, creed, gender, orientation. Everyone gets together at City Park Jazz and hangs out every weekend and enjoys the amazing talent that the Mile High has to offer. I mean, there's some great bands. Last year, you were talking about not getting rained out, and we had this show I was talking to you guys earlier about with Ron Miles, backed by the Denver Municipal Band, doing Sketches of Spain by Miles Davis. Unbelievable. And we had a huge rainstorm that hit us right in the middle of it. And we lost, a few people who left, but most of the people stayed. And it was one of the most magical experiences I've ever seen live, hands down, at any level of any profession.
Yeah.
And again, talk about people, 7,000-8,000 people on average every week, right?
Yeah, 8,500 was our average last summer, which was a little lower than normal. We usually do, 10 to 12.
Right.
We'll easily 100,000 people over the course of the summer.
So what's the first date?
Very first Sunday in June. I think that's the first or second.
Well, first Sunday in June. We'll go with that. And it's all the way through June, July, maybe a week or two into August.
Yeah, 12 weeks straight through from there.
Great. We noticed and wanted to bring you in because of the graphics work. You've got a T-shirt contest that you're running on Facebook. You don't have the logo or the T-shirt picked out for this year.
Correct.
So what are you looking for artistically, Dave?
Surprise us. We, we've had it open in the past. We do a season shirt every year. And in the past, it was open to the Art Students League. And this year, we decided to open it up to be inclusive for everyone to participate, including students, professionals, any level, someone who just has a good copy of Photoshop, and they want to give their best chance. And we have the contest running through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/cityparkjazz. You just log on there, submit your design, and then share it out to your network, and hopefully we'll see some great ones come through. We've already had our first one this week, and it's actually pretty impressive. So I'm excited.
Yeah, this one's posted. We're looking for original work here. It has to be completely rights free. You have to own it entirely, and front and back of the T-shirt. So you got to have the front and the back figured out.
You know, we didn't ask for that. That was a little extra from this particular individual who submitted it. You know, we'll definitely, if you have a great front and back design, do it. You know, at least the front.
That's not a rule.
Not a forced rule. You can do just the front. This one already went above and beyond. So
that's good.
All right. The gauntlet has been thrown down. It's the City Park Jazz T-shirt Art Contest. Deadline is March 15th. There's a cash prize involved. But the idea is to make it a great piece of art and to tell all your friends about it and get some votes and some likes going.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely want to build our Facebook presence too, so we can reach out and talk to everyone who's there every weekend, and you know, all the families can get involved and see what kind of art Denver has to offer.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming, man. We really, really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
And look forward to seeing you out there all summer long, man.